Viter and Shasmer and Dav Chav Dal picking up Chav Gimel and Mabez about a Mishnah. Here we go. Hakor b'Torah, a person goes down there reading the Torah. Lo Yivchos b'Shoshu Pesukim again. Do less than three Pesukim, as we've seen. Lo Yikar lo Meturgeman Yosim Pasuk Echad. The Meturgeman, when you have a Meturgeman there, you can't do more than one Pasuk at a time. They had someone that was translating the ideas in between. So they would read it, and then they would translate it into the Aramaic as they were reading it. And therefore, had to be done in a way that he doesn't get confused, Rashi says, that he couldn't be doing a Baal Peh. So he had to be doing it as it was read. He would translate it immediately, so you can't have more than one pasuk that's going at a time. Beep, turn the page. Chav Dalet. Uba Navi, when it comes to Navi, Shlosha also, you have to do... Oh, I'm sorry. It can be as many as three psukim, as she says. Im yirtze velo ichbaslan im yite velo nafkamina hora, because there's no nafkamina when it comes to actual halacha. We know that Torah itself has the halachas that we learn from, but when it comes to Neviim, we don't learn the halachas from it. Therefore, we end up making a little mistake. It's okay. Hayushloshtim shalosh parashios. If the three psukim are three different concepts, then that would be problematic. Then Korin Echad. Echad's got to be one at a time. Midalgin Binavi. You're allowed to go to, when you're reading Navi, you're allowed to skip from one parasha to another parasha. Vimidalgin Bitorah, but you can't skip in the Torah from one to another. Rashi says, Sha Shomea Esakofates. One who's listening and he's being jumping from one place to another, it's hard for him to hold cup where they're holding. Vad kamu medalik. How much can you go? And when we talk about Navi, where you can skip, how much can you skip? Ad kedeshalo yivsuk a meturgeman, until the meturgeman is stopping. Meaning to say, Rashi says shlo yidalik mimakom shukari ela kedeshucha lagol es hasefer. You're able to roll the sefer velikos hamakom adila, get to the next place you want to get to. Kodem shiigmar meturgeman, before the translator is done targum. It's not covered. The guy's done translating. Everyone's just sitting there waiting while the guy's still rolling. So if you're able to roll it while the guy's translating, get to the next part you want to get to, then you can do that. Says the Gemara. Hani gimel psukim kenegan me. These three psukim, we say you gotta have the minimum amount that you have to read. These three psukim, it's kenegan me. Amar avasi kenegan Torah neviim ksuvim, like we said earlier, kenegan Tanakh. And he can't read more than one pasuk than meturgam. But Navi gimel psukim, you can do three psukim. Vim ha yushlosh and shalosh pashas karik echad echad. If it's three, you have to read it one at a time. So this is the Gemara. Where do we find that? Kigon, like we find in Yishayo. We have three psukim with three different concepts. Kigon kiko amar Hashem chinam nimkarmtem. That's one pasuk. You were sold for free for nothing. And then kiko amar Hashem. Kiko Amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Yorad Ami Berishona. My people went down to Mitzrayim. And the next one, Vata Mali Pol Num Hashem. What do I have over here? So three different concepts over there. You can't be doing that. Say that you can't read three and then the Meturgam translates the three. It's three different ideas. So it has to be read one by one by one. Next one, Mishnah says, Medalgam and Avim, Medalgam Torah. You can skip when it comes to Navi. You can't miss comic when it comes to the idea of the Torah. We're a mini, but we know a little bit different. Because we have a Gemara in Yuma. It says, Kori Achre Mos V'ach Be'asar. When we're reading on Yom Kippur, we know we're allowed to read from two different places that come up in the Torah. One is in the beginning of Achimos, and sorry, we skip a little bit to get there, so we see we're skipping. What's going on? Affect the Gemara, Vaha Komedalik. Over there, we're going ahead, and we're skipping. And we said we're not allowed to do that when it comes to the Chumash. And it's going, Amar Abaye, Lo Kasha, Kan Mechadei Shiyivsek HaMeturgman. The Mishnah, it says that you're allowed to skip when it comes to Chumash is only if there's not enough time to get to the next place until the Meturgman is on translating. The comic they show you some Targuman, and over here it's not going to be a hefsik for the Targuman. By the time he's done, we're ready to go. Frak the Gemara, what for ha lo katani? But we learn on that medalgam navi medalgam Torah. It's pretty straight up. You can only do a navi and not in Torah. Vad kamu medalg. How much can you do? I can show you some Targuman. Mechlal the Torah klal klal lo, which means the implication is you can't skip at all when it comes to chumash. Only in navi itself. Says Gemara Elam Rabbi lo kasha kan beinyan echad. Over there in Yuma, where he says that you're allowed to go and do it, is because they're both the same idea that are being discussed on Yom Kippur. Rashi explains, "Be'inyan echad shishneim midabrin b'davar echad." They're both talking about one thing. "Ve'inkan tir fadas." It doesn't mess up the mind a little. "Hilkach kilo mafsik torgam medalig." If as long as the torgam is still going, you can skip. "Shari shneim be'inyan Yom Kippur midvarim." both of them are medabrim. Both of them are speaking about the Indian of Yom Kippur. Masnisin to Katani Klal Lo Bishnei Inyanim. Kiyom Parshas Nagayim Parshas Zavin. You can't go from one Indian to another Indian. And Kan Bishnei Inyanim is the one that says it's also with two Inyanim. I Vatanya Benichusa. Rashi says Vatanya to support this. Vatanya usually means a kasha. We have a bryce here. It's supporting it. Vatanya Medalgin Batora Beinyan Echad. You can go and you can skip within one Indian. But not Bishnei Inyanim with the Neviim. You can skip even if it's two different Inyanim. Both of them can't be that the Targuman is done. He's got to be that he's still translating, so it's not a Tichud of Tzipor, as everybody is waiting over there. Tanya Dach, we have in one Bryce, so it says, Ein Medalgin Mi Navi Navi. You can't skip from one Navi to another Navi, from one Navi to another Navi. When it comes to the Treyasar, which Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Sovadia, Yonah, Lemicha, you go through the Treyasar over there, that you're allowed to. Bilvad Shalom Yidalig Misof Hasevel Tchila, so you can't go backwards. You can't go from the end of the book to the beginning of the book. You can go from the beginning to the end, though. Okay, Zuck, the next Mishnah, Ha'ilige Mishnah, Hamaftir Benavi, who Poris al Shema. The one who goes in, he's the one who's Maftir. He's the one who should go and be Poris al Shema. He gets Maftir, then he reads Navi, and then we let him be the one who's leading. Rashi says it's one who's rugged to do this, because Poris al Shema comes first, right? So he goes in, and he's Poris Shema. And then he goes and he reads from the Maftir of Torah. Vehu, and he's the one who is over Lefnei Ateva. In other words, he's the one who does Chazar Sashatz. Rashi says, Lahotzi Satsiba, Bekadusha, Shabbat Tfila. Vehu, no Sias Kapav, and he does the Sias Kapayim. Obviously, talking about if he's a Kohen over here, then he does the Brichas Kohenim. Ve'im Ayakatan, if he's a Katan, which we know the Kohen's allowed to read from the Haftorah, then Aviv El Rabbo, Ovin El Yado, you have his father or his Rebbe who goes instead of him that does these things. Rashi says, Bishvilo, Yado means for him. Katan Kar B'Torah, okay, period. Katan Kar B'Torah, Metargaman, is Katan's allowed to read from the Torah, and he's allowed to be a Metorgaman for this as well. Rashi says, Lefisha Huba, Shehuba, Lahotzi Rabbi Midei Chovasan, Bekevin She'enu Mechuyu B'Davar, Enu Motzi Acherim Yidei Chovasan. Oh, I'm in the next Rashi. I apologize. Sorry. Next one. So, Kata Kari B'Torah Mitargim, Aval Eino Poris Al Shema, Veino Ovif Nei Teva. He can't be Poris Al Shema, because that you have to be Motzi the Tzibor, and you can't be Motzi the Tzibor, those things. And over the Nei Teva, and he's not allowed to go, and he can't be Poris Al Shema, he can't be Ovif Nei Teva. Veino Nos Es Kapav, he doesn't do Birkat Ko'anim. Rashi says, Im Koin Hu, Shein Kavod Shal Tzibor Lios Kfufin Lebirchot. So, it's not covered for them to be Kafuf to the young kid. Pocheach, if you have a person who Rashi says you can see their legs, then Poris is Shema Umetargim. He's allowed to go ahead and be Poris Shema. He could lead that and he could be a Meturgaman. He cannot read the Tater, though. Aval Eino Kari B'Torah doesn't read the Torah. Rashi says, Mishum Kavod Torah. It's not covered for the Torah. V'chein Lefnei Ateva, V'chein Nisias Kapayim, Genai Hu Letzibor to do such a thing. Aveino Ove Lefnei Ateva. He can't go and lead, Vina knows his kap of kin is the kapayim. Suma, a blind person, Poris is Shema Matagim. He could go ahead and be the one in charge of doing the Shema. He give him a Targuman. Rabbi Huda says, Kol Shlo Ra Ma'oris Miyamav, anyone who never saw light in his days, meaning to say he was born blind, Eino Poris Shema, he's not allowed to go ahead and lead the Shema. So we got ourselves a machlokas when it comes to that last part of the Mishnah. Okay, Zakti Gemara, my time. What's Pshata? We start off by saying that the one who gets a maftir in the Navi, he's part of Shema, and he leads everything, and he's no sekapai. What's going on there? My time, what's Pshat? As the Gemara, Rav Papa, Amar, Rav Papa says, Mishum Kavod. Getting the Haftorah is not covered. It's like, all right, we'll give the guy Haftorah. So if we're to give the guy a little bit of covered, what we do is we say, oh, say Parish Shema, you're the one who reads and leads the Shema, and you're the one who goes in and is also going to be diving for the Amud. Rav Hashim Yomer, Mishum Da'asi Lin Suye. They shouldn't come to have some sort of fight. Rashi explains that it's going to come to some achlokas. He's going to say, I get the maftir, and you're the one who's davening. Shvachamaisa says, Gemara, my binai, what's the difference between these two answers? First one is kavod, the other one's coming to fight. The difference between them is if the person who davens does it for free. Apparently, there was a time when they used to go and they would pay the person who would daven for the Amud, but not the person who would get the maftir. So the guy who got maftir is going to be like, you got paid? I didn't get paid? Like, shvach masses. So we let him do both. So he shouldn't come to machlokas. So Rabbi Bershimi, who says that it's going to come to some sort of fight. So if we don't pay the first guy, then there's no reason for him to go ahead and actually do do the davening. But according to our papa, who's the first one who says to give him some sort of kavod, then he should be davening man of shachs to give the guy some honor, because all he did is get the haftara. And we learned in the Mishnah, v'imay a katan aviv, o rabo over in al yado. If it was a katan, then who got the maftir, then the father or the Rebbe goes for him. Now, if you want to say the reason because it could come to some sort of fight, katan by nitsuya, what the kid's going to come to start, he's going to start some sort of fight. A kid's not going to start that, in which case it wouldn't make sense that the reason we're giving someone in this place is because of the money issues, but rather it's because of kavod. Says Gemara, no, elamai, mishum kavod. You want to say it's because of kavod? Katan by kavod, who? Does a katan really care about his kavod? We know, a kin a taiva of a kavod mutsiyan asadam and olam, it goes in order. Kin is when you're a little baby, jealous of everything. Taiva when you get a little older, and kavod when you're much older. So no matter where you are in your life, you'll know where your issues stand. But a katan is about kavod, who? Ela ika kavod aviv kavod rabo. There's the covenant of his father and the covenant of his Rebbe, and therefore they go and let them go ahead and learn it. So beep, turn the page, chavtal and beis, hachanami, ikinitsuyav, mitsuyayim, rabo. So therefore we can say the same thing, that there's going to be the fighting going on with the father or with the Rebbe, and therefore we have both of those things can apply. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, pochech, paris el shema, the person whose legs are seen, they're open, they're galoy, he can be poor. But he's not allowed to be from the Torah, etc. Boy mine ula barav me abaye. Katan pochech ma'u shirka b'torah. What about a katan who's pochech? He's a kid, and you see his legs. Is he allowed to go ahead and read from the Torah? Rashi explains, if we're going to tap Rashi, he says that... Interesting. Katam pochech ma'u shiikar b'torah. Gadol pochech hu de'asim. Mishim v'lo yer b'chad ervas davar. He shouldn't have an ervas davar. It's not a right behavior for a gadol, so it's also to do that. Aval katan einu muzar. He's not muzar, and therefore he should be allowed to be from the Torah. O dilma lo polig masnisen bein katan l'gadol. They don't make any distinction between the two. Amalei says, v'tibay lach arum. Really, your question should have been a naked kid, right? Can not everyone just see a little bit of his legs? Arum, my time alone. What's the reason Arum can't? Mishum kavod tzibor, the covenant tzibor. Hachanami, mishum kavod tzibor. Here too, it's covenant tzibor, so therefore, it's not the right thing to read it, even if it's a katan, if he's not dressed appropriately. So you see, coveted tzibor is for that. This is also coveted tzibor. So therefore, don't get into the Erev's Darvish tickle. The issue is coveted tzibor. Next part of it says, Suma Paris al Shema. The Suma can go ahead and he can lead the Shema. Rabbi Huda had the machlokas though, and he says, not if he was someone who was never able to see. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa. Amilod Rabbi Huda said to Rabbi Huda, Harbet Safu Lidros Merkava Velo Ra'u Ol Samimayim. There are many people who came along to give Jerushas on Maisa HaMerkava. Rashi says, the Yecheskel. All the Kabbalistic stuff that went on over there, and they never saw it. So even if someone never saw, you should be able to go ahead and dash in such a thing. So too, if someone is paris el shema, even though he's never been able to say yotze or very choshech and oh seshalom very sak, he never saw the different things that Hashem created and whatever, he should still be able to be paris el shema. Rabbi Huda, what does he say back? He says no. Hasam ba'avanta deliba talyuma. So that idea of darshening by Sarakava, it's the havan of understanding of your of clarity of understanding. But vaha kamechavim v'yada, and you can go and have kavana to go ahead, even if you never saw such a thing, to be able to have an havan of what's happening. Hacham shum hanahu. Well, we hear the brachas that we're making on the different on the sun and the moon and the stars. That's because you're getting hana from it. And over here, vaha lesli hana. This guy never getting hana from it. So you shouldn't be able to do it. So why the Chachamim say you can? If Rabbanan Islay Hana, Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan, they say you do get Hana, like Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Kol Yomai Ha'isim Mitzayir Al Mikrazev. I was bothered my whole day, all my days from the following pasuk. Pasuk is found in Devarim. V'ayisim Mashmish Tzarayim. Kasher Yomashmish Ha'ivra Ba'efer. The pasuk says, and you're going to be grasping around during the time, like the afternoon, just like a blind person grasps in the darkness. Says the Gemara, what shaychis of chi? Ma'ichem Sleili Ivra Ba'efer La'ora. What's the difference if it's darker, if it's day, when it comes to someone who's blind? Until I saw the following circumstance, which allowed me to understand what's going on. Story time. Once I was walking, and it was really dark, and it was the nighttime. I saw a blind person walking on the road, and he had a torch in his hands. I said to him, "Bini, avukazu lamali. Why do you have this torch?" I'm released. Back. Kolzman shavukabiyadi bnei adam ro'nasi. As long as it's in my hand, other people see me. Umatzilinosi mina pchasim umina kotsim umina barkanim. And they go and they save me from all of the irash. Pchasim means the gumos, all the ditches and all the thorns and all the thistles, all the things that are around. So what does he see? He sees that a person who goes ahead and is blind in the darkness and no one sees him, therefore it doesn't help. But what do you see nonetheless? That a person, even if they're blind, you never saw light in their life, light still can help them by other people helping them, and therefore they gain from it, they get hana, and that's how they can actually be poris al hashma. Now we get up to the next Mishnah. My grandfather used to tell me, don't look during Birchas Kohanim, because if you look during Birchas Kohanim, the first time you look, you go blind in one eye. The second time you look, you go blind in the second eye. And the third time you look, you go blind in both eyes. I was younger, right? But the point is that there is such an idea that the Gemara says in Chagiga Rashi, quotes Daf Tazayin, that a mistakel b'kohanim b'shal shenosas kepeim ain of kehos. It messes with your eyes. A person can lose their eyesight. Lefisha shchina shal yadayim. So we're going to now jump into interesting circumstances. When a kohen maybe shouldn't be duchening because it's going to cause people to look at the hand. Says the next Mishnah, kohen sheish biyad of mumin lo yisas kapav. He has a mum, he should not do birchas kohanim. Rashi says because the am is going to be mistakel, and like we said in Chagiga, you don't want that to happen. So you don't do such a thing. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says af mishal yad of tzvuos satis lo yisas kapav. Even a person whose hands have some sort of bluish dye, you have like paint on your hands or something like that. If your hands are stained, you shouldn't do again. This is kapayim. They also don't do birchas kohanim. Because the nation, the people, are going to start looking, and that's bad news. Tana, we say in a braisa, mumin sha'amru b'fanav yadav viraglav. The mumin that we're talking about over here are a mum that's found if there is a mum on his hands, on his feet, on his hands. I'm sorry, b'fanav. On his face, on his hands, or on his feet. Rashi says, "Panav yadav raglav hanose es kapav cholitz menal." If you take off his shoes, a person who does the sias kapayim, and since he takes off his shoes, what's going to happen? Cholitz menal kiditanya v'im yesh bo mum. Like we have seen something to do, and there's a movie Staklub, they're gonna look at him, he took kach, rowing his yadav, they're gonna see his hands, and that can cause a person to mess up his eyesight. Our Rabbi Shoma Levi, says, Yadav be bohaknios lo yisa es kapav. A person who has his hands are Rashi brings Lazi, Rashi brings the mushroom, they have spots on them. You shouldn't do this kabayim. Tanya Melchi, Bryce says it also. Yadav Balkanios, Loises. Kafa person has his spotted hands. He should not do Bichas Kodim. Akumos, Akushos, Loises, Kapos. Rashi explains if they're bent or if they're moved, if they're bent to the side, then also he should not do birchas kohanim. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi comes along and he tells us, Chifani uveishani lo yisas eskapav. Rashi says these are people from places. Kohen chumi anshe chayfa, from chayfa, anshe beishan, megamgen belshonim, and they make mistakes in the way that they would pronounce letters. They would say the aleph instead of ayin, or ayin instead of aleph, and it ended up changing meanings of words. So therefore, they should not do the siskapayim. Tanya namiyach, Rasa Vabraisos comes along and he explains as follows. Ein morina lefnei ateva lo anshe beishan, v'lo anshe beishan, Chaifa, lo belan she tivonin. Not people from this place called Tivon, or Tivonin. Mipnei shekorin la alfin einin la einin alfin, because they call them the wrong. They pronounce the wrong letters. Rashi says ve'imahaya osin birchas kohanim hayomim ya'er ya'er Hashem panam. Instead of ya'er, Hashem should give light. Ya'er ya'er with an ayin, which means Hashem should curse. Chalila vechas panav v'lashen klalahu. It's lashen of klala. And okay, so a few different ideas that are going on over there, but they say the wrong type of letters, and therefore we don't want to say it wrong, so you can't do it. Amr le Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Il Mali Atalevi Pasalatam in a Dochen. Says if you were a Levi, you would be pasul from standing there from the duchen, literally means a platform, in order to be singing along with the Leviim who are doing the music. Mishum de avi kalach, because the voice, your voice is very thick. Rashi says avi kalach v'tanya be'akol shochtin b'sheila u'beis alama olmin halavim nusalin b'kol. It's got to be that your voice stims nicely with everyone else. Asa Amar Leila Avur, so Reb Shimon came and told his tate what he was told. We said, what Reb Chiya said to him. So Amar Leila, Rebbe said back, he said, yeah, you go tell him. Go tell Reb Shimon. Zil Emalei, I'm sorry, he said to his son, Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon, he says, go tell Reb Chiya, Zil Emalei, Kishata Magia Yitzel, V'chikisi LaHashem, Lo Nimtzeis Mecharif U'megadef. Wrong trap. When you get to the pasuk which says, "And I am going to v'chikisi l'Hashem, I'm awaiting Hashem. I'm waiting for Hashem's salvation." Rashi says, "Mikra zeba sefer Yeshaya." Lo nitzim mechayev v'gadif. You know why? Shekori lechesin heyin nirika omer v'chikisi. He couldn't say the ches, so he said v'chikisi l'Hashem, which means instead of waiting for Hashem or hoping for Hashem, means I'm going to hit Hashem. So he said, "Bro, like back off for the way that he's speaking. You know, leave me alone. Leave him alone." Ravuna said, Zavlagun lo yisus kapov. That's a person, Rashi says, who's ain of Zolfos Dima, his eyes tear a lot. Lo yisus kapov, l'shim shemistakal, because everyone looks at the guy. The guy's crying, he looks like a weirdo, everyone's going to look up and it's going to cause bad news. There was a guy who was in the town of Ravuna and he used to cry a lot and yet his eyes would tear up and he said, it's not a problem. He says, no, who dash be iro have it? Because everybody knew the guy. It was common. Rashi says, kfaro yirigil and anshi iro v'lo yimistakal bo. They didn't look at the guy, they didn't even notice him. Rashi says, dash is loshin margil kamok, even the dash. It's a lesson of becoming accustomed to something. Okay, Tanya Mechir Bryson supports this. Zavlagon lo yisus kapov, don't do it. But if people know you already and they're used to you, no one's going to really look. So then it's not a problem. It's fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, Sum b'achas me'inav lo yisus kapov. If a person is blind in only one eye, he should not do birkat kohanim. Again, same issue. People are going to look, and it's going to cause bad news. There was someone like that, is blind in one eye, but he would go ahead and do it. It was a guy everybody knew about this, so nobody, everyone was used to it. Rabbi Yehuda said, someone whose hands are tzavua, they're colored, they're painted, they have some stain on it. Don't do the siyas kapayim. It says, Tana, Im Rovan Shayir, Melachtam, Mekach, Mutter. A majority of the town over there are a bunch of painters, or they're involved with dyes and things like that, and everybody's hands are like that. Then there's not an issue because no one's going to care, no one's going to look, and it is fine. Zuck the next Mishnah. Homerini over Lefnea Teva Bitsvunim. Someone who says, I'm not going to go and daven for the Amud wearing clothing that are colored. Then af bilavanim lo yavor. You shouldn't do it even in white clothing. Rashi says time of the first gemara. The gemara is going to explain why. Besandal in yavor. Sometimes I'm not going to go with sandals. Af yafrich lo yavor. You shouldn't even go with barefoot. Osa tefilas agula. Someone makes his tefillin round. Rashi says tefillin shibarosha agul kebitzas begins to make eggs like a egg or like a nut. Then sakan of ein mitzvah. Sakan there's no mitzvah. Rashi says shalot tikanis barosho. You bang into something. God forbid a person wearing it bangs into something. It doesn't have a flat surface. And it can like go right into the head and penetrate through the brain. The Eimah Mitzvah Dimrubas, meaning because it's got to be Mirubat, it's got to be a square. Nastal Mitzchah Al Pasio, though someone puts it on his forehead, the tefillin, not on his hairline, but on his forehead, mamish, or in the back of his hand. Rashi says that Shel Rosh Shel Yad Al Yibal Pasio, though Hareze Derech Aminos, this is the way of the heretics. Rashi says Shemavazin Midras Chachamim, Beholchan Achar Mashma, they go according to what it sounds like exactly. Kimashmon, between your eyes, literally. Explains because there is shava beinenecha zekat kod. It's a kat kod, which is the makom shemocho shel tinok roface, the fontanelle, the place where the baby's head. You see, you can see the heartbeat. Valyodcha gova yad kiboris. It's on the bicep. Barosha zorash dehe sima kenegalev, which is going to be opposite the heart. So if you don't do that, then it is no good. Tzipen zal. Let's say you covered it with gold. Rashi says namiksiv lamantia torah Hashem beficha. The torah Hashem has to be in your mouth. Shehe akol bebehemet torah. It's got to be from bebehemet torah. It can't be something not like that. V'nosal base unkeli shalav. He puts it on his outer clothing. Rashi says base yad levusha mibechotz on the clothing. This is like the ways of the chitzonim, of the outsiders. Rashi explains, what does that mean? B'nei adam ahochim acharei daitam. They go according to what they think. Chutz midas chachamim. Debina l'chalos. This would be l'chalos for you as a sign. V'lo l'acherim los. And therefore, it's got to be on the flesh itself, not on the outside. Now, what was the pshat that we said? Somebody says, I'm not going to wear colored clothing. You can't even daven in white clothing. My taima says, Gemara, chashinan, we're worried. Shema minus nizrka, but maybe there's some sort of heretical concepts that are going on over here. Says Rashi, haminim ovdim ovodazara makpidim akach. Those who are ovdim ovodazara, they were makpid in such a thing. They were very meticulous about this. They wouldn't wear white clothing, colored clothing, and they wouldn't wear sandals when they were in daven. Therefore, a word this game maybe is a min. So sorry, you're out. Also, it's tefillah. So Agula, someone makes his tefillin around. Sakana veinu bar mitzvah. So sakana, he doesn't have any mitzvah. Lema tanina laha the Tanur Rabbanan. Let's say that this is something similar to that we learned out from a brisa. Maybe is that what you're saying? We said tefillin. The brisa says tefillin merubas halacha l'moshe misina. In fact, that tefillin have to be square. It's halacha l'moshe misina. Ve'amar Rav, Rav says b'tifran uva'alachsonan. Rashi says when they would go ahead and they would be tofer, when they would stitch the tefillin, she was tofer based motion, sarkli zar shalli kalkal ribuan, b'mashichas chut tefir, you can't pull it too tight, which will ruin the square. V'tzarch she'ila an alachson kilcha, so it has to have a diagonal according to halacha, b'meruba, sh'tei etzba b'rochav, b'orech she'hi etzba v'shtei chum sh'tei malachson. This throws us back to Masechah Sukkah, if you recall, Daf Chesed and Chesed Tes, that talks about the fact that the diagonal of a square is going to be one and two fifths the size of the actual square. So therefore, we have to make sure that it's done properly like that. So we say over here, oh, this is what we're seeing here, it's got to be square, same thing. That's what our Mishnah seems to be speaking about also. Amar Papa, our Papa says, Lav Dafkets has to be square. Mastisen Davida Ki Amguza. Our Mishnah could be talking about something that's in the shape of amguza, which is a gulos ke'egos, round like a nut. Aval a gula kebitza ukadosh shapir. Maybe if it's like an egg or like a lentil, it'll be okay. Shapir tami velo tesayis lebrisa mesnisen, because maybe it just has to be the real danger is if the entire thing is round like a nut or an egg. But let's say it's round on the top, but it flattens out on the bottom. Then we're not worried it's going to penetrate the head, and therefore our Mishnah wouldn't speak about the concept of merubas, where the brisa was talking about that it's got to actually be meruba, it's got to be actually round. It's our Mishnah is not necessarily a raya for this. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.